Well, good morning. As most of you know, I was in Oklahoma City for 2 months, starting January 10th, and with an organization called In the Gap. And what In the Gap does is they train young people, such as myself, from the age of 15 to 25, to go out into public schools and teach character lessons to thousands of children every week. And those character lessons are designed to help the children show these character qualities in their lives, and as we teach them, we try to set a role model for them so that they can see real life how these character qualities, where they can see these character qualities. And so, those 2 months consisted of first training, and that the training period started January 10th in Eagle Springs, Oklahoma, where Sakai took. And then second started consisted of schools, which we go in and teach the character lessons, and then after school Bible clubs. And after the school Bible clubs, when we're in the schools, we're in for 5 hours, and then after that directly, we go to Bible clubs and teach Bible lessons and all sorts of things regarding to the Bible. So in the training process, there were 4 levels of training. Levels 1, which is the basic training I was in, which is an overview of how to teach different things, learning, teaching styles, and all that. Level 2 is effective communication skills. Level 3 is talking about leadership, how you can become a better leader according to the Bible. And then level 4 dives into an advanced leadership training, which goes through different sessions. And I was in level 1. And then with the training, I learned how to use the wordless book. And with the wordless book, we have it keyed to our Bibles. And when I say keyed to our Bibles, we have the gold page with a yellow tab on in our Bibles. And easy reference point, we can just go to our yellow tab, flip to the correct reference, which is talking about God's love in John 3:16, and that ties in with the gold page. So that's connected to our Bible. And then after the gold page, we move to the dark page, which is talking about sin, and that's again key to our Bible. The red page, Jesus' blood. The clean page, which is the invitation. And then to the green page, which is the growing process. If the child prays to receive Christ, and then we talk about how they can grow in Christ by reading their Bibles, and so on and so forth. So there's that. And then Bible lessons. With Bible lessons, we learn how to do that using flashcard visuals provided by Child Evangelism Fellowship. So in your Bible lesson, you can use these visuals. You can use your own visuals. But as you're going through, you'll have your Bible lesson assigned to you. And you just flip through, keep moving forward until you're done with the lesson. And we also tie in the invitation, which is if they've never received Christ, we tie that into the Bible lesson. And then some of the training materials that I used were teaching children effectively, provided by Child Evangelism Fellowship. So that dives deeper into Bible lessons and Bible clubs. And then Teaching to Change Lives by Dr. Howard Hendricks. It's talking about different teaching styles, how you can use these different teaching styles in the classroom. This is regarding to the schools or Bible clubs, either one you choose. And then homework. After, there was a lot of homework. So we just did some personal preparation, and then we moved on planning out our full week of teaching in the schools, and then also for Bible clubs and Bible lessons, however we chose to do that. So now moving into the schools. Throughout those 2 months that I was there, we taught at 20 different schools in the Oklahoma City area. It's mostly inner city, so the kids that we're working with either have single-parent homes, the parents are in jail, or they're living with their relatives. And so we try to go in and we try to invest in these kids' lives and show them God's love by spending time with them, talking with them, and so on and so forth. And so each team member, we had 38 interns, full-time interns, and each of those 38 interns were able to teach at least 950 children each week, whether that be in the schools or at Bible clubs every single week and throughout the week. So that was a great blessing to see that. And during our school time, we were there for 5 hours, and so as we went through different classes, we saw teachers who were very excited to have us come in and teach these character lessons because it's a great time for them to have a break of teaching and for 30 minutes have someone else take over and teach things that are profitable to the kids so that they can learn about different character qualities. And then we'll move into Bible clubs. Oh, no. Actually, okay, so, sorry, backing up. In the schools, we are not allowed to talk about God or the Bible unless the child initiates it. For example, I was tutoring, and tutoring aspect is where you're helping the child grow in an ability such as reading, math skills, writing, all those. And so I was tutoring with a teaching partner, and we were in one of the classrooms at Two Lakes Elementary, and we were reading a book, and the book was called Arthur's First Christmas. And so in that book, my teaching partner pointed out the word heaven. She said, "Did you know that that's my favorite word?" And so she went off of that, and the child just started asking questions about God. And we answered those questions, and the last question that she asked is, "How can I have Jesus come into my heart?" And so after that question, we were able to springboard off of that and go directly into the gospel and explain to her God's love, that we have sin all through the wordless book. We didn't have our Bibles on hand. We didn't have any training materials that we had used. We just did it all from memory. And after walking through questions and her answers, she prayed to receive Christ in the schools. But that was upon the child's initiation. We didn't initiate it. So it's just an Oklahoma law that we have to abide by. And so in the Bible clubs, we can talk about God as much as we want. If the kids don't want to hear it, then they don't have to hear it. They can just sit out or either listen, whichever one they choose. And so we had 3 Bible clubs that were in churches or off of the school property. And then we had 5 different Bible clubs in the schools. And the school Bible clubs and church Bible clubs are a little bit different, because we also have to abide by Child Evangelism Fellowship's rules and Oklahoma's laws in the schools, whereas the churches, we can implement our own ways of doing it. And then through the Bible clubs, we ministered to over 9,000 children each week, because we had several different Bible clubs going every single day from Tuesday to Friday. We had several of those going through, and that totaled up to 9,000 kids each week, because each Bible club consisted of around 25 to 60 kids each Bible club every single day. And then over that period, over the 2 months in Bible clubs, 21 children prayed to receive Christ. So that was a good blessing, great blessing to see God working. So for some prayer requests for that God would raise up, pray for the team that God is raising up for the spring starting April 4th. And then also pray for the children that pray to receive Christ, that they would continue to grow in their knowledge of the Bible and in the Lord. And then pray also that as the team goes out in next session, it's a 7-week session, so it's a bit shorter, that they'd be able to reach many more teachers, parents, children, people that are working in the schools. And then I also plan to go back in the fall, so just pray that the Lord would provide everything that's needed, whether it be finances or just stuff that is needed to go back in the fall. And I don't want to go back just because it's fun, although it is. I'm going to go back to impact these children, because God brought me into a family, and I was adopted into a family that loves the Lord. And if it weren't for that, I would not be here right now. I would have not gone to Oklahoma. So I want to help these children grow and seek the Lord, and so that they can become mighty warriors or mighty men and women of God. And so this is our official team. So, thank you very much. Thank you.